Well, Chris Lees is joining us now on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Chris, just before I talk about Saturday, Sense of Occasion was down to trial this morning. You've waited another day there?
Yeah, he'll go to Wyong to trial tomorrow.
Okay. It's really been a name here to run first up in the Doncaster.
Yeah, well, he reacted well under them circumstances in the Villiers, but we're very mindful that it's a lot stronger going to a Doncaster, but it's an option that we'll take up.
Okay. So is it, you want to see him trial first?
Yeah, he had one trial.
Yeah.
It's just merely just keeping him, keeping his fitness up with another trial on Wednesday.
Okay, we'll watch for that tomorrow at Wyong. The Star Kingdom, interesting nomination of Danish Twist and Del Cello and Savaro. You locked away what you might run at this stage in the race?
Yeah, probably run all three, all weather dependent. I wouldn't run them on real heavy ground like last week, but hopefully we've got a better surface by Saturday.
How's the mare doing, Danish Twist?
Yeah, she's in good order. Just race we're looking at with her as the queen of the turf, and I just thought she could easily go 4 weeks between runs, but I just thought I may run her in a race like this over the shorter course. She's a horse that if you trial her, now that she's into a preparation, she can just go a little fierce, and if you get a slowly run trial, probably more detrimental than helpful to her. So she's likely to run there, providing it's not too heavy.
Okay, and that would take her out of the Doncaster?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Del Cello, the other day it was on that real heavy 10.
Yeah, real heavy 10 and raced the outside fancy. Got a little bit of interference too. That said, I think he's better on soft ground, and hopefully we just get that type of surface for him on Saturday.
Okay. And the other one, Savaro, it's had the one run, and that was also on that bog track, so we simply forget.
Yeah, total forgive run. It was too heavy for her. She's another one who's got good soft track credentials, but struggles on real heavy.
Okay. Lizzie Jelce was out at Rose Hill this morning. She's going to join us in about 15, 20 minutes. It'll be interesting to see if we can just get a couple of days, because even Friday when I walked at Chris, it was okay, and then it bucketed down Friday night. If it can get a break, it's okay.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's, you know, they done a wonderful job under the circumstances to get the meeting over with, so hopefully they get a little bit of luck goes their way.
Can Caravelli step into the Vinery?
No, we'll keep her for the Adrian Knox a week after.
Okay, so Adrian Knox there. And the other one that I wanted to ask you about in regard to Saturday, you had another one in there, Chris, didn't you?
I've got Singing Slow Pace in the Neville Cell.
Yeah,
make a decision in the morning about
okay.
Him.
So it really comes down to track condition.
Certainly does.
Okay, righto. All right, so putters, just be wary there. Danish Twist likely to run on Saturday if the track's improved, and then on to the Queen of the Turf, or the Coolmore Legacy, as they call it now.
That's right.
All right, thanks a lot, Chris.
Thanks, Andrew.
By the way, how did the course proper come through?
Yeah, it's in really good order. Made a couple go around it this morning again, and it looks terrific at this stage, so... Hopefully we get some longevity out of it.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good on you, mate. Thanks for your time.
Cheers.
Chris Lees there from Newcastle.